Good evening, and welcome to
When Vending Machines Go Bad, Bad, Bad.
I'm Peter Andrews, and welcome to tonight's program. What happens when computers control the automation of food distribution? Increased productivity, profit margins, and consumer choice? Or mayhem? In tonight's show, we'll be exposing the true horror vending machines can cause.
I inserted the correct change, press the numbers for the item I wanted. And the coil started to rotate, but it didn't complete a full rotation, and the packet of Chewits was left hanging. I was unable to get my money back because the machine couldn't speak English, and what's more, I never did get that packet of Chewits.
Scenes like this are all too common in modern times. But just what makes businesses think they can cause such terror and get away with it? The particular vending machine in question refused to appear on the show, but did give us the following statement.
Insert correct change only.
We contacted the Vending Machines Implementing Grabbing Tools Research Association, Viagra, to ask just how such events can occur. Hanshin Morningwood from Viagra is speaking to our correspondent, Ed Shipman.
Good evening, Hanshin.
Hello.
Just how can such events occur?
Quite easily.
Hanshin, thank you. Back to you in the studio. Well, there you have it. If the government can't solve it, who will be able to? In fact, this year alone, vending machine installations increased 70-10%. Plotted against public opinion, this makes for sorry reading. In this next case, some of the victims' names, place names, and the events have been changed slightly to protect their identity.
I put my money into the machine, but it just ate my
leg.
So I went over to the counter to ask for my
leg.
But they said
I had no proof. We sent our reporter Todd Lazenby to find out where that particular vending machine is right now. Todd?
Peter, the vending machine has been chased by local vigilante group Mothers Against Vending Machines to a residential area. Naturally, I'm taking precautions to avoid injury, so I'm having to wear this Kevlar-plated jacket and protective helmet.
How long is this standoff going to last for, Todd?
Well, the machine's power cable disconnected at the point it escaped from Southern Leisure Centre. Experts believe it could be only a matter of minutes before it dies completely.
So the machine would rather die than face the vengeance of local residents?
It certainly seems that way, Peter. Trading small arms fire with the police, the machine definitely doesn't want to come easily. Peter?
Todd?
Peter?
Thank you, Todd. The world's largest vending machine manufacturer, GloboVend, could be accountable for the events going on right now. For this reason, we've tracked them down. I'm joined by some faceless bastard from GloboVend right now. Mr. Bastard, how can GloboVend justify installing so many vending machines when they are so obviously harmful to humans?
Well, there is no evidence that our vending machines have ever caused any damage to humans.
We alone have uncovered more than three separate incidents where vending machines played a key role in the distribution of Class A drugs to minors.
I'm sorry, but that's just not possible. Our vending machines are created using state-of-the-art technology. There is no way they would knowingly vend drugs to children. We have an extensive screening process which ensures only the best machines are used.
Are you going to do something about the current crisis?
I really don't think there is a crisis here.
Yes or no, are you going to do anything?
It's not my place to comment on the situation.
Yes or no?
No.
That wasn't so bloody hard now, was it? Mr. Bastard, thank you.
Thank you.
We've just got time for some letters from our listeners. One reads, I was amazed at last week's programme. There's a Polish man living next to me. Another says, keep up the good work. And another simply reads, rubbish. Good night. Don't have nightmares.